This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. He will also address the appointees on the occasion. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The new recruits, selected from across the country, will be joining the Ministry of Railways, Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Labour and Employment, and Department of Posts, among other departments and ministries. More than 10 lakh recruitment letters have been issued so far through the Rozgar Melas across the country. India hit 9 terrorist targets inside Pakistan, not near the border but across its crisscrossed terrain during the recent Operation Sindoor. The strikes were precise to the point where the Indian Armed Forces knew who was where, and the missiles hit nowhere else except the targets. This was stated by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval while delivering his speech at the 62nd annual convocation of IIT Madras at Chennai.
We decided to have 9 terrorist targets in the crisscross of Pakistan. We missed none, and it was precise to the point where we knew who is where. Entire operation was started at 5 minutes past 1 and was over at 28 minutes past 1.
Mr. Doval also slammed foreign media for spreading misinformation about Operation Sindoor and challenged them to present any credible evidence of damage on the Indian side. Mr. Doval asserted that not even a glass pane was broken on the Indian side.
You tell me one photograph, one imagery, which shows any Indian damage being done, even a glass pane having been torn. They brought out photographs, they wrote this thing, the New York Times put it this thing, put out very this thing. Only imagery, they said 13 air bases, of whether it was in Sargodha, or it was in Rahim Yar Khan, or it was in Chaklala, or it was in Rawalpindi.
The government is planning to roll out a 1,345 crore rupee subsidy scheme to promote the production of rare earth magnets in the country. Interministerial consultations are underway in this regard. This was informed by Secretary in Ministry of Heavy Industry Kamran Rizvi during a function in New Delhi. He added the scheme will provide end-to-end support for the conversion of rare earth oxides into magnets. The subsidy will facilitate investment for establishing processing facilities for companies to convert rare earth oxides into magnets. The proposed scheme comes in the wake of China restricting exports of rare earth magnets that has hit global supplies, impacting EV makers. Defence Research and Development Organisation and Indian Air Force successfully conducted flight test of indigenous Astra missile. This beyond visual range air-to-air missile was flight tested from Sukhoi 30 MK1 platform in Odisha. According to the Defence Ministry, 2 launches were carried out against high-speed unmanned aerial targets at different ranges, target aspects and launch platform conditions. Maratha Military Landscapes of India has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List, becoming India's 44th property to receive this recognition. This global accolade celebrates India's enduring cultural legacy, showcasing its diverse traditions of architectural brilliance, regional identity and historical continuity. PM Modi, Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis lauded the historic milestone and congratulated the people of India for this achievement. The proposal was sent to the consideration of World Heritage Committee in January 2024, and after a rigorous 18-month-long process involving several technical meetings with the advisory bodies and visit of International Council on Monuments and Sites Mission to review the sites, this historic decision was taken by the members of the World Heritage Committee last at UNESCO headquarters, Paris. Delhi police has approached and written to social media platforms and e-commerce platforms for the immediate cessation of online sale of firecrackers in the national capital. Platforms have been directed not to list firecrackers and to disable such services for customers in Delhi. They have also been directed to publish a clear notice informing customers about the prohibition of firecracker sales and deliveries. Furthermore, the e-commerce platforms and social media platforms must submit a written confirmation for compliance of directions. Violation will invoke criminal prosecution under the relevant laws. According to the police, these directions will serve as a crucial step in protecting the health and well-being of citizens getting directly affected due to increasing pollution. And that is the end of this news bulletin.